How to keep your teeth during a nuclear fallout. When the sirens first wailed, their eerie echo sent shivers down every spine. The world above was about to change forever, and as we descended into the shelter, the weight of our new reality settled heavily upon us. The nuclear fallout had begun, transforming our vibrant cities into desolate wastelands. Survival now meant adapting to an underground existence, where every aspect of daily life, including dental hygiene, required rethinking. This story isn't just about surviving the apocalypse. It's about maintaining our humanity, one tooth at a time. In the dimly lit shelter, surrounded by the constant hum of generators and the muffled sounds of a world turned upside down, we faced the challenge of sustaining our health with limited resources. Clean water became a luxury, food supplies were rationed, and medical care was scarce. Dental care, often taken for granted, suddenly became a critical concern. Without proper oral hygiene, our teeth were at risk, threatening not just our ability to eat, but our overall health. In this new world, a toothache could become a life-threatening condition. Our group of survivors, led by Dr. Laura Hayes, a seasoned dentist with a knack for improvisation, understood the importance of maintaining dental health even in the direst circumstances. Dr. Hayes knew that neglecting our teeth could lead to infections, pain, and complications that we couldn't afford. She devised a plan, using the limited resources at our disposal, to ensure that we could keep our teeth clean and healthy. Her ingenuity and determination became a beacon of hope in our underground haven. Dr. Hayes' approach was practical and resourceful. We repurposed everyday items to create makeshift dental tools, and she taught us how to maximize the effectiveness of our dwindling toothpaste supplies. We learned to rinse our mouths with saline solutions and use charcoal from our fire supplies for brushing. Each night, under the flickering light of our shelter, we gathered for communal dental care sessions, fostering a sense of community and resilience. This routine became a crucial part of our survival strategy, emphasizing that even in the darkest times, maintaining our health was essential. As days turned into weeks and weeks into months, our commitment to dental hygiene remained unwavering. Despite the chaos outside, we found solace in our nightly rituals, reminding ourselves that small acts of self-care were vital. This story chronicles our journey through the fallout, highlighting the innovative methods we use to keep our teeth healthy and the spirit of camaraderie that sustained us. In the face of adversity, we discovered that caring for our teeth was more than just a necessity. It was a testament to our will to survive and thrive. Dr. Laura Hayes' Dental Survival Strategies. 1. Repurpose everyday items. Dr. Hayes understands the importance of making do with what you have, especially in survival situations. She recommends toothbrush alternatives. Use clean cloths or small sticks with frayed ends to create makeshift toothbrushes. Floss substitutes. Utilize clean thread, fishing line, or even thin plant fibers as dental floss. 2. Create homemade dental care products. When conventional products are not available, Dr. Hayes suggests these DIY solutions. Charcoal paste, crush activated charcoal tablets used for filtration, and mix with a small amount of water to create a paste. Baking soda paste, use baking soda mixed with water as a natural toothpaste alternative. Saline solution, dissolve a teaspoon of salt in a glass of clean water to create a mouth rinse. This helps to kill bacteria and soothe any gum irritation. 3. Utilize natural and dietary adjustments. Dr. Hayes emphasizes the importance of natural resources and diet in maintaining oral health. Natural brushes use twigs from trees like neem or miswak, which have natural antibacterial properties and have been used for centuries as toothbrushes. Minimize sugar intake. Avoid foods high in sugar to reduce the risk of cavities. Opt for nutrient-rich foods that support overall health. Hydration. Drink plenty of water to help wash away food particles and bacteria. Herbal remedies. Utilize herbs with antiseptic properties like thyme or oregano, which can be used in rinses or chewed to help maintain oral health. Jaw and gum health. Practice chewing gum, sugar-free if available, or other tough foods to keep jaw muscles strong and gums stimulated. 4. Establish a routine and be prepared for emergencies. Maintaining a routine and being prepared for emergencies are crucial for dental health. Dr. Hayes recommends scheduled hygiene sessions. Maintain a strict schedule for brushing and flossing. encouraging communal participation to ensure everyone adheres to the routine. Essential supplies. Keep a small kit with essentials like clove oil for pain relief, dental wax to cover sharp edges of broken teeth, and tweezers for removing debris. Improvised flossers. Create makeshift flossing devices using fine wire or string tied to small sticks for easier handling and thorough cleaning. Tooth extraction. In severe cases, be prepared to perform basic dental procedures such as tooth extraction using sterile tools and proper techniques to prevent infections. 5. Educate and support your community. Hayes stresses the importance of education and mutual support in maintaining oral health. Knowledge sharing. Educate the group about the importance of dental hygiene and the consequences of neglecting it, fostering a culture of care and prevention. Natural pain relievers. Use natural pain relief methods such as clove oil or ice packs for temporary relief from dental pain and discomfort. Mutual encouragement. Encourage group members to support each other in maintaining their dental hygiene routines, reinforcing the importance of collective effort for overall health. Sealants and fillings. If possible, use temporary fillings and sealants made from available materials to protect teeth from further decay. Conclusion. As the days stretched into months and the initial shock of the nuclear fallout began to fade, our small community found a new rhythm in our subterranean sanctuary. Dr. Laura Hayes' ingenious dental hygiene strategies had not only preserved our oral health, but had also instilled a sense of normalcy and resilience in our daily lives. Each night, as we gathered for our communal dental care sessions, we were reminded that even in the face of adversity, we could find ways to adapt and thrive. Our collective efforts paid off. Despite the limited resources and the constant threat from above, we managed to keep our teeth healthy and our spirits high. The routines that Dr. Hayes established became more than just a survival tactic. They became a symbol of our determination to maintain our humanity. The simple act of brushing our teeth together strengthened our bonds and provided a comforting reminder of the world we once knew. As the outside world began to show signs of recovery, we emerged from our shelter with a newfound appreciation for the little things we once took for granted, the lessons we learned underground about resourcefulness, community, and the importance of maintaining health in all its forms, stayed with us. Dr. Hayes' leadership and innovative spirit had guided us through the darkest times, proving that even in a nuclear apocalypse, we could find ways to care for ourselves and each other. Our teeth, a small yet significant part of our survival story, stood as a testament to our resilience. We had faced the unimaginable and emerged with our health intact and our sense of community stronger than ever. The fallout had tested us, but it had also brought us together, showing us that even in the most dire circumstances, we could find hope and strength. In the end, our journey was not just about surviving the fallout, but about rediscovering the power of unity and the importance of self-care. We learned that with creativity, determination, and a little bit of dental floss, we could overcome even the greatest challenges. And as we stepped back into the world, we carried with us the knowledge that our teeth and our spirits were stronger than ever.